You heard it here on your WICC news broadcast that the state of Connecticut has started listing the number of people killed on Connecticut roads on digital signs along the side of highways. The display currently indicating that over 190 people have died on state roads so far this year, and the DOT hopes it alerts drivers to the growing number of tragic deaths, encouraging them to slow down and drive safer. Ironically enough, we have a DOT, our communications director here, Josh Morgan, and we do a monthly check-in with the DOT because road safety is a huge concern for the average WICC listener, as well as the WICC host right here. And we love to talk about our roadways and things we could be improving on and what the state is doing and keeping you in the know. So, Josh, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, Melissa. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I want to talk about the signage because I think they're sort of brutal, but it's definitely, I think, a call to action and hopefully alerting drivers. So talk to us a little bit about the idea behind this. Have we done this before?
We haven't put the number of traffic fatalities on the signs probably in decades. Typically, the signs are telling people to, you know, click it or ticket. Drive sober, get pulled over. The safety messaging, which is so important to remind drivers the rules of the road. But given the crisis that we're seeing on our roadways, we felt it was appropriate to put the number out there. You know, we talk about it with you and the stations, with journalists across the state. But let's put it in front of the drivers' faces while they're there on the road. 192 killed on Connecticut roads this year. That's a number that should alarm people that should make them feel sad, given that those are human lives that are being lost. So we're going to continue this campaign throughout the year. Sadly, that number is going to continue to go up, but hopefully not too much larger as 2024 rolls on.
Have we hit, not that I'm, you know, not that it's anything to be proud of, but have we hit a record high?
2022, there was about 366 people who were killed on Connecticut roadways.
Wow.
That was the most since 1989. So generally, that was the worst year in decades on Connecticut roadways. We're not at that same level this year, but we do have more traffic fatalities in 2024 than we did at the same point last year. So the numbers are not great. And really so many of these crashes and these fatalities can be prevented if people were doing, you know, three simple things: slowing down, paying attention, and driving sober.
It's interesting that you use the word crisis, Josh, because I think that's a perfect word for it. I think even just saying, you know, getting rid of the issues or the problems that we're seeing, it's a crisis. I mean, when you talk about some of the reasons we have such high fatality numbers, two things that come to mind: wrong way driving, as well as no slowing down and moving over. We had two horrible situations in just the summertime where you had a DOT worker and a state trooper who were just doing their jobs and were hit and killed on state highways. I mean, it's unfathomable. Not to mention that we had, you know, a horrible wrong way collision killing three people in a family in Easton on the Merritt Parkway not that long ago as well this year. So we're seeing patterns on our roadways that I do believe bring us to a crisis level.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't get numb to the numbers. You know, we get these updates every week. Sadly, those numbers go up every week. And what we talk about at the DOT and we talk about with our law enforcement partners is that these are not just statistics. These are not just numbers on a blank piece of paper. They are friends, colleagues, neighbors, loved ones. We never lose sight that these are human lives being lost on our roadways virtually every day here in Connecticut. And so many of these are preventable if drivers were doing the safe and responsible thing. So again, you know, we changed out these signs to put this number up there to draw attention to what's happening on our roadways. And hopefully that makes a difference. If we can just save even one life, that makes the campaign worthwhile for us. But again, we really encourage drivers to, you know, be our partners in safety, do your part, slow down, drive sober, put the phone away and pay attention. And these numbers would definitely improve.
I also know Josh Morgan, again, with the Department of Transportation, there have been a lot of new things added to our highways, you know, detection system, signage, bright lights, you know, just to name a few things. But I don't know why, but I feel like either you or Commissioner Yucalito, I can't remember who mentioned it, but I feel like something significant was coming either the end of August, beginning of September. Is there something else that the DOT is rolling out in the fall? Or am I just making that up? I might be making it up.
Well, so we have almost 70 wrong way detection systems currently active. We're on pace to have well over 100 by the end of this year. So meeting our commitment to the governor and the legislature that passed the bill challenging us and demanding of us to accelerate the installation of these systems. We've seen the success. We've seen more than 60 drivers activate these systems, stop, turn around, and exit the highway safely. That's at least 60 lives saved. We're going to continue having speed enforcement and aggressive driving enforcement with state and local police partnerships. It's a nonstop battle to keep our roadways safe. So, you know, we're going to use the technology and engineering resources available to us. We're going to rely on law enforcement to get dangerous drivers off the road. And if the public did their part, if they joined us, be partners in safety, you know, the crisis on our roadways can really be reversed and we could save a lot of lives.
All right, I'm going to keep digging into this, Josh, because I really do feel like I remember something. What about the speed cameras in construction zones? When does that start?
Yeah, so that passed this previous legislative session. So we're developing the program. We need to, you know, go out to bid, get a vendor on board. So those cameras will not be active this year in 2024, but they'll be on the road for the construction season in 2025. For the red light cameras and the speed cameras for towns and cities, we do have a couple applications, some inquiries to the DOT. So there are communities that are reaching out, eager to get this technology put in their communities to hopefully reduce the number of crashes and injuries and save some lives.
Okay, I'm going to take a stab at one more thing, Josh. What about, I swear to you, something in the back of my head is saying, no, ask Josh about this. What about, aren't you guys testing right now a pilot program where the cars can detect if you're impaired, if you're... Isn't that that's going on right now, right?
Yep. We have that. We'll be talking about it later this morning with Senator Blumenthal in New Haven at 10 o'clock this morning. But we have that technology that we're piloting. We have the alcohol detection sensors and the community outreach vehicle, a couple state trucks, as well as the commissioner's vehicle. And what the technology does is it's able to passively detect the blood alcohol content that's coming out of someone's mouth. So it's basically an in-car breathalyzer, and the technology will be able to detect if someone is impaired. And if they are, the car won't be able to shift into drive or reverse, so you won't be able to move. So it's a technology that really could be a game changer in the efforts to stop drunk driving.
Okay, so you just proved that I'm not that crazy. I knew I was crazy, but not that crazy. I knew something with August was happening. Did not know you had that press conference with Senator Blumenthal happening in the day ahead, but that's good to know. And yet I remember the commissioner saying, I have this technology in my car right now, and we're testing it on a few different vehicles to see if it works. So I'm excited to hear what else comes out of that. Anything you can preview or no?
So the technology, it's, you know, there's, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, they're currently studying a rule if this technology would be mandated at a federal level for all new vehicles moving forward in a couple years. So we're doing our part to test the technology, to prove its effectiveness, to really have that data, that real-world application. But it's something that is being discussed at a federal level. Just like the backup cameras and some of these other safety features are being mandated in all new vehicles, this is something, the in-vehicle alcohol detection could be something that will be coming for all future vehicles in just a few years.
Yeah, I know Senator Blumenthal has been really big into that. So certainly excited to hear more about this announcement. No, before you go, we have a couple of things that we want to make sure you mark your calendars and get involved with. including in Greenwich. If you're either a Greenwich resident or you work or commute through Greenwich, this is definitely something you may want to take part in. The Connecticut Department of Transportation has a public meeting on Route 1, the Centerline Rumble Strips in Greenwich, and that is happening on September 5th at 6 p.m. And if you don't mind, we have Josh Morgan here from the DOT. Josh, why should people show up?
You know, for this public meeting and all public meetings we have, it's an opportunity for residents, businesses, stakeholders to come out, learn about our projects, engage one-on-one with the project engineers and the experts, ask questions. So we definitely invite them to, come out and learn more about the rumble strips that we're planning in on Route 1 in Greenwich.
What's the issue there that they need rumble strips, potentially?
It's a proven safety technology. The centerline rumble strips, for people who don't know, those are grooves on the yellow line. It's really been proven to reduce crashes by about 50% because if a driver is drowsy or distracted, their vehicle starts drifting over into oncoming traffic. That rumble strip will jar them awake, will bring their focus back to the roadway and allow them to correct. So it's a low cost, but really high safety benefit. And it's something that we're putting on as many roads as we possibly can.
So again, that public meeting is going to happen on September 5th, 6 p.m. This is going to be a virtual public hearing. And so if you want to be part of it, you do have to register ahead of time. It's going to be on Zoom. I'm going to actually give the exact link on your podcast, Josh, when we post it to WICC600.com so people can access it. Another thing I want people to be aware of, you told me that the East Norwalk train station is temporarily going to close down in the middle of August till the beginning of September. What's going on?
Yeah, this is a temporary 3-week closure. It's going to start on Saturday, August 17th, and run through Friday, September 6th. And that's really for construction activities and the safety of the workers who will be there on site. So they're going to be demolishing one of the existing train station platforms there and building some temporary access. As part of the Walk Bridge project, which is happening in Norwalk, the East Norwalk station is getting a facelift and a makeover. So new platforms, new boarding canopies, a larger parking lot to accommodate commuters. So temporarily closed for 3 weeks, no train service in East Norwalk, but there is a free shuttle service, which will bring people to the South Norwalk station. And if someone is actually a parking permit holder in East Norwalk, they could park at the South Norwalk garage for free as well. So trying to make accommodations for the public that utilize that very busy station, but we did have to close it for the safety of the workers out there.
Also, we know that this started about a month ago, but the DOT announced a traffic highway signing replacement and exit renumbering on Route 8, impacting a lot of our listening area, including Ansonia, Bridgeport, Derby, Shelton, Beacon Falls, Seymour, Trumbull, just to name a few. When is that going to be wrapping up, Josh? We have questions about that pretty consistently.
Yeah, that's going to be wrapping up later this year. We know change can be hard. We just want to, let the public know that, we're not doing this to pick on certain communities or to make your commute any harder. We're following federal mandates. So it's not just Connecticut. All states need to renumber their exits and go from sequential numbers like we have here now to mileage-based numbers. We will keep the old exit number mounted on the new exit number sign to try to limit some of that confusion. And of course, we're in contact with the tech providers so they can update the Google Maps and the Apple Maps and things like that for people who are using GPS. So we're there with us. Over the next 5, 6, 7 years, we're going to be changing all of the numbers on all of the highways in Connecticut.
And one more thing, Josh, before I let you go, this was in our news when the announcement came last month, but the DOT announced $12 million in state grants improving transportation infrastructure. The grants actually were approved under a sixth round of the Community Connectivity Grant Program. And we listed actually some of the places in our listening area, including Fairfield, Greenwich, New Canaan, getting some of these project improvements done, like the Lakeview Avenue sidewalk project in New Canaan, the pedestrian safety improvement at three intersections for Central Greenwich, and improvement to the access to McKinley School right here in Fairfield. Is there going to be another round, and how were these projects decided on?
Yeah, so that's this is the sixth round. More than $62 million in state funding has been granted to towns and cities. We're hopeful for the continued support of the governor and the legislature. These are state dollars which fund these projects. So we have an open application process. Hopefully we'll be able to announce that by the end of the year and have communities submit their applications. There's a scoring criteria, a grading criteria. So we need to see some design plans, some thoughtfulness from the towns, because they're the ones that are going to be managing the project. But again, this is a state program, which is offsetting some of that local tax burden to towns and cities across Connecticut to improve safety, to fill those gaps in a sidewalk, to add a bike lane, to make those ADA upgrades, which are needed at our intersections. So again, it's a really important project. A really valuable project, which has delivered over $62 million to Connecticut municipalities over the last six rounds.
And we certainly are going to put a link to that as well. If you want more information on the Community Connectivity Grant Program, we're going to give that link as well with this podcast. And as Josh just mentioned, they may be opening up for applications again later this year. So we'll keep you posted on that. But it's pretty amazing. These projects, the municipalities have really, they've been asked to complete these projects within the next 3 years. So pretty significant changes. And we'll certainly see if more will be coming our way, if the application process opens up at the end of this year. Josh, I want to thank you so much for tackling a lot. I always appreciate it. And we certainly will be in touch with the DOT very, very soon. Thank you.
Absolutely, Melissa. And before we go, just remind, all your listeners, there's going to be a lot of rain today, a lot of showers this week, could have some roadway flooding. Please, if you see flooding on the roadway, don't try to drive through it. Turn around. Don't drown. Make sure you're staying safe out there. So, Melissa, again, thank you so much for the opportunity. Always great chatting with you.
Agreed. Same with you. And thank you so much for the heads up, Josh. We really appreciate it. Josh Morgan, again, Communications Director for our Department of Transportation here in Connecticut on WICC.